Kunstradio. Radiokunst.
Radio Art.
Der kanadische Radiokünstler Christophe Migon, dessen Arbeit im Mittelpunkt des heutigen Kunstradios steht, zu dem sie Heidi Grundmann herzlich begrüßt. Migon besitzt übrigens neben seinem kanadischen auch einen österreichischen Pass und hat die Absicht, in einem zukünftigen Kunstradioprojekt Deutsch zu lernen.
Ja, muss ich da weiter mal. Cette assemblée a été remplacée par moi-même. Serré dans les coins. Dans une lumière rouge. Boule de papier serrée dans les coins. Tout seul. Pour respirer. Je veux être seul. Je sais où j'ai cloué cette rouge. Tic-tac, petite heure. Fou en loge. Qu'est-ce qu'il faut pour respirer. Je sais où j'ai cloué cette rouge. Qu'est-ce qu'il faut. Dans une lumière rouge. Je demande comment la sortir de ce. Je ne veux pas. On n'est pas chez soi.
Christophe Migon, Mitte 20, lebt in Montreal. Er kommt weder aus einer der traditionellen Sparten der bildenden Kunst, noch aus der Musik, noch aus der Literatur. Er kommt vom Radio und hat, seit er Künstler ist, eigentlich ausschließlich Radiokunst gemacht. Er begann mit Radio, wurde süchtig auf Radio und, von Natur aus schüchtern, war es für ihn leichter, mit Hilfe des Radios zu kommunizieren, als von Angesicht zu Angesicht.
I started with radio and it became an addiction. It became my way of communicating with people, because when I started with radio, I was pretty shy and it was hard for me to communicate one-on-one with person. So it was a lot easier to go into a studio and talk to somebody that's invisible. But I always liked my work to be very much a one-on-one, even though the other wasn't necessarily there present.
Danger in Paradise heißt die wöchentliche Sendung, die Christophe Migon im College Community Radio CKUT-FM in Montreal macht. CKUT-FM ist also eine Station, die sowohl für eine der Universitäten in Montreal sendet, wie für eine Reihe von ethnischen, politischen und künstlerischen Minderheiten. Getragen werden solche Stationen von Hörerspenden und vor allem der unbezahlten Arbeit der Programmmacher und Techniker. Die Sendung Danger in Paradise ist manchmal 2 oder 3 Stunden lang, manchmal nur ein paar Minuten. Denn die Gruppe, die für CKUT-FM verantwortlich zeichnet, unter ihnen Christophe Migon, hat beschlossen, den Programmablauf so flexibel wie möglich zu halten.
Everybody in Canada says radio was invented in Canada because of Marconi. He did his test there, but yeah, he obviously wasn't a Canadian. But yes, Canada is often radio in Canada is often used as a kind of a electronic railway to connect the country together, because it's so spread out. So first they built the railway that united the country, and then they built the national radio across the country.
Auch in Kanada, wo man gerne sagt, man habe das Radio dort erfunden, weil Marconi sein erstes erfolgreiches Experiment in Kanada realisiert hat und wo Radio gleich nach der Eisenbahn zur Überwindung der Weite des Landes eingesetzt wurde, wird das Radio mehr und mehr digitalisiert. Migons größte Sorge? Die kleinen, nicht kommerziellen Stationen wie CKUT-FM könnten durch die Einführung des digitalen Radios auf der Strecke bleiben. Und das wäre, nicht nur seiner Meinung nach, ein großer Rückschritt.
Digital radio, it's mostly yet another thing, same as the introduction of compact disc, is just another way for certain companies to make money and for certain people who already have power to have more power and more control. So it's good for community radio and free radio and a non-profit radio, all the kind of the media which have still a certain freedom to not lose what they have already and not go backwards. So to still remain a voice, because at least in Canada, we do have a voice. And if the move to digital radio doesn't include us, then it's a problem, because we'll go backwards.
Tatsächlich haben durch die vielen unabhängigen Sender in Kanada auch die Künstler und Künstlerinnen, die sich in ihrer Arbeit mit dem Medium Radio auseinandersetzen, in der Zwischenzeit eine so starke Stimme gewonnen, dass das öffentlich-rechtliche Radio, Radio Kanada, als Reaktion auf die reichhaltige Radiokunstproduktion der kleinen Sender eine eigene Radiokunstsendung eingerichtet hat, um dieser Entwicklung Rechnung zu tragen. Christophe Migon ist einer jener Künstler, deren Arbeiten auch von Radio Kanada gespielt werden. Er selbst allerdings würde auch dann noch Radiokunst machen, wenn er dafür keinen Sender finden könnte.
As a radio artist, it doesn't matter. I mean, I can do radio without a transmitter. I don't need a transmitter to do radio, in my thinking. I can do performances, installations, work on tape and spread it through the tape or on CD or... Or set up situations which are radiophonic, but doesn't, to me, the hardware is not that important. It's the content, the idea. So as long as I have access or I can communicate and get an audience somehow, it's okay.
Christophe Migon, der junge kanadische Radiokünstler, der schon als Teenager auf Radio süchtig geworden ist. Seine jüngste Radioarbeit machte er im Auftrag der New American Radio and Performing Arts Vereinigung in New York, die jede Woche eine Radiokunstarbeit im Netz des National Public Radio der USA anbietet. Diese Arbeit, Hole in the Head, möchte ich Ihnen heute vorspielen. Hole in the Head wurde von Christophe Migon komponiert, gesprochen und produziert, und zwar bei Prim in Montreal. Es kommen die Stimmen der Radiokünstler Dan Lander und Gregory Whitehead und von Hörern der Sendung Danger in Paradise vor. Hole in the Head von Christophe Migon. 26 Minuten und 32 Sekunden.
Thank you. On. Off.
Okay, everybody, check your head. Who out there has a hole in their head?
In all his many ballets and singer.
Off.
Jenny Lind, they threw flowers.
On.
Walkeria va numeria. Six areas, Madame Lordina Zitta.
Off.
He remains on her feet with her ship.
Off.
As a wedding present, it fell in her long mantling, removing it in a luxuriously furnished grotto. Disembarking of Cythera, torch of the bone angel, Gambetta in the arms of the general, the headquarters on its knees. Marble from Easter processions in Spain, the white eagle ones very high up, like the sails of a ship by the painter Boucher. Seems as well as like a torch of the wonders of the world in her nuptial veils.
B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A B C A
Je viens tard la présent vous faire connaître mon audace. Je suis présent, j'en suis si vous voulez mes les. Je vous dis que c'est un certain pouvoir que mes affaires au choix. Je vous dis que c'est des flûtes par là.
I hear a sound.
Marmor doesn't know how to handle a microphone. Marmor, on the 55th day of confinement, died on the 54th. It's true. Wherever I place this mic, it's true. So, cursing, ripping, patient, undressing, and cursing, ripping, patient, undressing, and cursing, ripping, patient, undressing, and cursing, ripping, patient, undressing, and
I wonder.
Yeah, Mick, Picky, Mag.
Keep speaking.
I wonder who you are.
They play with calm nature people by making them rebel for nothing, for silly things. It's fun to rebel, and it happens all the time in the hospital. He persecutes me in my taste because I have better taste than he. You speak softly now, and you don't want to speak out loud.
Gelanel sticky costi.
Post dir Macy.
Secret police of madmen, secret police.
Makalam.
Of.
Pro Makalam. Kalaisto de Marlokester.
But the rules don't allow it, he said yesterday. We were readily persecuted. Here we are still at least among madmen who says, Jacqueline, why do you always hear something else when I answer you? Well, monsieur, this is why my question was the right one, Cyrano de Bergerac.
Siamo.
Was it past the time because I am no longer de Bergerac?
Siamo. Siamo. Siamo.
But when you talk like that, all alone, you don't know how to say it. You must scream to everything. You don't mind war. War is undone because calm people, they must ruin the nerves. Why, he says, because they are contrary nature. They can do cruel things. One sees them. One always sees them rebel. He says, they possess the gift of language, monsieur. Eh, my brain. It's pretty funny to say, but you like very much to answer with your hands, with fingers that I recognize you well today. And that if I don't love you, I never loved you. He says, what is it, Jacqueline, that has happened very well? I think it's the blow. I think it's the blow the wound downstairs gave me on the forehead. I saw black for a third of a second. It's not so black, but like a bar that possessed the gift of languages. He said, repeat after me again. Yes, monsieur.
Spoosk. Spoosk. Spookix.
Without looking at me, of course, monsieur, because me, I look around like anybody else. I don't look into eyes or into the face of someone. I look at the whole when I speak to you. But evidently, with people, one doesn't know very well. When one is a little too close to explain oneself in that room, nevertheless, the house would be the same, he says, if I sat down like that and knew a doctor, but me, I hears, monsieur. I never like doctors. I don't like them because I have never been sick. I never needed a doctor, he says, and that you know what a doctor is. I don't like them, monsieur. I hate them. I find, since what's been done to me, I hate them. He says, because you rebel and your salivary glands, you rebel to be fashionable, he says, and you make other people laugh at you.
I wonder where you are. I wonder whether you are.
All right, now everybody, everybody who does have a hole in their head, call your radio station now. Call your radio station now. If you are, can you are, be you are you be?
Dear doctor, it's been 17 months since I was confined to doctoral intelligence.
Come, my fellow internees, as I say, only the effluvia of your gaze eager to pull to this work and seeing you started.
I see no point in mincing words with an individual of your ilk.
You know, for all the persons to sit on you, first of all, for scans.
To what goes on in this place of caring rest and tranquility.
Qu'est-ce que c'est que ce que boy?
c'est que bruit? Qu'est-ce que c'est que 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 c'est que bruit?
Dear doctor,
let me say at once that we internees are all subject to hyper-excitation, being tempted by people obsessed by love, perversity, X. Hence, we are a special breed of farmed animal.
And we've had our belly full of being stuffed with promises.
Of being locked up, of being fed each day on contaminated human flesh, which has become the most odious establishment for incarceration in the entire world.
Your days as cynical manipulator of the weak are over. Dear doctor, your days as cynical manipulator of the weak are over.
Uh-oh. My phone doesn't seem to be working.
World, a step more, and I fall off.
I've gotten to the edge of the world,
a step more,
and I fall off. I've gotten to the edge of the world, a step more, and I fall off. I've gotten to the
edge of the world,
a step more, and I fall off. I've gotten to the edge of
the world,
a step more, and I fall off.
Doesn't seem to be answering.
Oh, we got a friend.
15 minutes. this microphone as a pillow. I can sleep. I can rest my head. It's not that uncomfortable. Hello.
Needed something sharper.
I slept on the microphone the other day. I was exhausted. I was so tired. I slept on the microphone the other day. I'm shaving with this microphone. Today, I'm shaving with this microphone. Idea the other day when I was sleeping on top of my microphone. The microphone became my pillow. It wasn't very comfortable. I decided to shave with a microphone. The microphone is giving me a rash. I was exhausted, so I slept on the microphone. The microphone became my pillow. Wasn't very comfortable. Today, I needed a shave, so I shaved with this microphone. Took forever. I developed a rash. I decided to stop. It's lonely out here in the middle of nowhere.
I wonder how you be.
Ooh.
everybody who does not have a hole in their head, call your radio station and find out how you can get one. And find out how you can get one. You need one now.
My phone doesn't seem to be working.
Hello? Doesn't seem to be answering.
Aye, aye, aye.
Uh-oh.
I hear a sound.
Hello?
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 Você como socoloto. Massacamata.
Passola.
Bien, monsieur, je suis baissé la boule.
Bababa, ya bababa, bye 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 Ben 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 ben.
I was wondering who that was.
Yes, I thought you would.
Well, why did they hang up? I have no one to talk to. It's lonely out here in the middle of nowhere.
I heard you were all alone, so I thought I should call and say something. It should never happen.
I felt so alone. No one was here to save me.
Sie hörten Hole in the Head von Christoph Migon, produziert vom Autor selbst bei Prim in Montreal im Auftrag der New American Radio and Performing Arts Gesellschaft New York. Christoph Migon schreibt übrigens auch über Radiokunst. Manche seiner Performances, wie die, die er unlängst in Innsbruck bei dem Symposium On the Air realisiert hat, sind eigentlich Vorträge über Radiokunst. Allerdings meint er, die Technologie entwickelt sich so schnell, dass man mit dem Nachdenken über sie kaum noch nachkommt. Trotzdem, auch für die Künstler, die sozusagen an der Front stehen, ist es wichtig, ihre eigene Position gegenüber der Technologie in ihrer Arbeit mitzureflektieren.
Yeah, and trying to analyze a little bit of what's happening and see what the situation is. It's a kind of text that I did that will be irrelevant in a year or so because everything will have changed. And that's probably good. it's kind of a reflection of the times that technology is moving so fast. We can't even think that fast sometimes, you know. And it takes a while to digest the information, to know its impact, and to position yourself accordingly. Am I for it or am I against it? Or if I'm for it, here are my worries, concerns, and so on. So it's a big job that for theorists, they spend all their time doing that and analyzing the impact of media. But for artists, I think, who are more in the kind of the battlefront, it's hard sometimes to take a little step back and see, okay, what am I doing? What is my relation to all this? And because and I think our job is to react and to present our position as well.
Auf die unvermeidliche Frage nach seiner Definition von Radiokunst reagiert Christoph Migon vorsichtig. Zunächst einmal geht es dabei um Radio als kreative Form, als Instrument, als Werkzeug.
Radio art. There's one end of the answer is from the intent of the artist, and also the intent of the artist being ideally that you would use radio as a creative form, and as a tool. It's an instrument. But I find often that you hear works that were made for radio, mostly by musicians or electroacoustic artists, that to me don't sound like a radio art. They don't sound like they're made for radio. So maybe it's just I don't like that kind of work. And if maybe absurd to say, but if you call it radio art, then it is radio art. That's a bit stupid, but maybe that's the only way we can go. And hoping that the person who says that really knows what they're saying.
Man hört sehr viele Arbeiten, von denen behauptet wird, sie seien für das Radio gemacht, besonders von Komponisten. Doch diese Arbeiten hören sich oft überhaupt nicht wie Radiokunst an. Trotzdem, man muss davon ausgehen, dass wenn ein Künstler, eine Künstlerin etwas als Radiokunst definiert, es auch Radiokunst ist. Und man kann nur hoffen, dass die Leute, die solche Definitionen aussprechen, wissen, wovon sie reden. Hören Sie in der restlichen Sendezeit noch ein Beispiel für das, was Christoph Migon selbst als Radiokunst definiert. Muscle Solaire heißt die Arbeit, die im Juni 1992 während des Sonnenuntergangs von CK UTFM gesendet wurde.
Nous voulons être assis. Ce n'était ni l'avenir ni le lendemain, mais le jour même. Ce n'était ni un inconnu, mais un ami. Ce n'était ni une injure, ni une moquerie. Vous, pauvre. Ce n'était ni trop.
Bus bondé, stop, couche à peau, cercle, essai, apostrophe, prétexte valable, question du pied frottalant du volontaire, question porte libre, couche à, déplacé, bout. Yeah.
soleil,
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 sur la plateforme arrière d'un autobus, cet individu interpella tout à coup, exprès ou son voisin au cou fort long. J'aperçus un personnage pour se jeter sur une place devenue libre, exprès de la discussion, pied chaque fois qu'il montait, en prétendant que celui-ci faisait exprès de lui marcher sur pied chaque fois qu'il montait sur ou descendait des voyageurs.
Le soleil
cache,
le soleil se cache,
soleil.
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 Le
soleil
cache, le soleil se cache,
soleil.
Le
soleil
cache,
le soleil se cache,
soleil.
Se cache,
se cache,
se cache,
se cache,
se cache,
se
cache,
se cache,
das war ein Ausschnitt aus Muscles Solaires von Christophe Migon. Heute in einer Woche hören Sie im Kunstradio die Stimme von Ingeborg Bachmann. Katharina Riese und Ulf Langheinrich haben Ausschnitte aus Interviews, Vorträgen und Lesungen der Dichterin zu einer Radiokollage verarbeitet.